increase. Yeah, lifestyle. We are seeing the people's lifestyle increase. More comfortable and anyhow, everything is the influence of ISKCON, no doubt. After that, our position. But Guru Maharaj accepted that happily. And I am always praising to them, but they are not always, I am hearing now. In favor, that I don't care. But they are principal devotee and acharya, they are all affectionate with our mission. Before appearing Mahaprabhu, Navadvipa was fully atheistic type. Especially Mayavada was strong in Navadvipa and Shaktavada, Shaktivada. Mother Kali, Mother Durga, Mother Sitala, Mother many demigods. Especially Mother Kali's influence was so strong in religious field and general people was atheistic. They are spending so much money for their marriage ceremony. They are giving marriage to dog marriage, to cat marriage, like that, spending so much money. Giving marriage. Bhattakal jaya matra bhavahar rase. This is called bhavahar ras. Time spending. Then Mahaprabhu come and change everything. And people's idea. I surprised to hear that one boy give an answer, Mahaprabhu started communism in Bengal. I surprised what kind of mentality of them. They do not know what is communism, they do not know what is Mahaprabhu's religion. Anyhow, and our preacher from the Western world come to Navadvip, then they can rectify the mentality of Navadvip people. Actually, this is the position at present. They will rectify.
The book fair is called the Chaitanya Book Fair.
Huh?
So how do they think of, what do they think of him? He's a great
No.
Chaitanya.
Few learned people, they know about Chaitanya Dev, about Mahaprabhu. Learned section, they are very few, but they know. And people respecting them. I am telling general people's mentality. There are some special type of Goswami, so many Sahujiya Goswami, Aul Paul Kattavaja Naradharve, Sai Sahujiya Sakti Vekhi, Charto Jad Gosai. Here is that group. They know Mahaprabhu as their own religious master.
They don't accept him as a universal religious teacher or an incarnation of Krishna?
Huh? They, some of them, they are thinking like that. But before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one or two persons, they discuss about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I wrote some book on But after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very widely and perfectly represented the Mahaprabhu's conception, through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and so many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was good preacher himself. And some Sahujiya's masters of Sahujiya, they are respecting Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a Goswami, Saptam Goswami. That was their idea. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed so many books and when we are reading that, surprised, still cannot understand the meanings. Like Tattva Vivek, one book, very hard, cannot understand everything. But life and precept of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very simple. We can understand every one that Dattu Kostu, one book, very good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many books. but in favor of our preaching mission, Chaitanya Shikhamata, Jaiva Dharma, Krishna Sanghita, etc.
He knew something also about the Western way of thinking.
Yes.
And his preaching was very powerful for that.
He was very fine intellect scholar. Intellectual scholar. Fine, very fine. When I tried to translate Srimad Bhagavad Gita by order of Guru Maharaj. That time we discuss every chapter, every matter. I am translating and Guru Maharaj coming 2 hours sitting. That time I was in bed. Cannot work. Can work, but doctor said rest is best for my health. And that service given Guru Maharaj to me, you can translate now Bhagavad Gita, I shall help you. And that's happened. But that time, it's deeply impression and knowledge come to me through Guru Maharaj. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita, what translation giving Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is very perfect. And 2 kind of interpretation he given, one Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's line and one Balabhadra Vidyabhushan line. One is Vaidantic line and one is Rupa Goswami's line. Very strong. But both line is following the Bhakti Yoga, mainly basis, launching platform. From there, his play is spiritual world, in the spiritual world. And that was Buddhi Yoga. But second chapter, Buddhi Yoga there. Buddhi Yoga second chapter, no? Or third chapter? I think so.
Samkhya Yoga.
Huh?
Sometimes second chapter is called Samkhya Yoga.
Ah. Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya Buddho Saranamani Chakravanapalaya. This Buddhi Yoga means Bhakti Yoga, but which way it's become Bhakti Yoga, that is the main thing. And scripture what said, ye chaisav sadhane roti tuccha bal krishna bhakti bina tha dite nare fal, cannot give any result without devotion of Krishna bhakti. Any kind of sadhana you will do, karma yoga, jnana yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, any kind of sadhana you will do, a result you not will go, get without Bhakti Yoga. That is the main thing. And Buddhi Yoga is that the basis of Bhakti Yoga in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. And all reason will march to Buddhi Yoga, and Buddhi Yoga spread the essence of Bhakti Yoga like that. Hey, Shri Muhammad Chajar Maharaj, he is trying, he is maybe 55 years old that time, but he is living 1 month in this mod. He is taking association of Guru Maharaj, Sadhu Sangha. He is following that instruction. And every year, at least 1 month, and other time he is coming, going. At least 1 month staying in Mott and sitting in that baranda. Evening, he is trying to memorize some sloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but still trying to memorize. But he knows everything. But maybe always all sloka not in memory. Then memorizing. But this sloka he is reciting. Sound we are getting. Reciting Evam Buddhi Param Buddha Sangstubham Atmana Atmana Yahi Satyam Mahabahu. Okay?
Is it Kama Rupam?
Kama Rupam Durasaram. Like that. Evam Buddhi Param Buddha, Evam Buddhi Param Buddha, Evam Buddhi Param Buddha. This way. Evam Buddhe Param Buddha Sanskrubhama Atmana Atmana. Sanskrubhama Atmana Atmana. He is memorizing. Very simple-hearted Vaishnava. And very straight and genuine attitude in his practicing life, very genuine. He is not what? Cheating. What he knows, he is preaching that. Yes. I am very powerful sadhak. But he is Buddhi Yoga. He is memorizing. Evam Buddhi Param Buddha Sanskrubhama Atmana Atmana. But all the general and principal devotee, they are all gone almost. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, disciple, only 1, 2 now alive. But they are very merciful to me. That is my good fortune. One is Santa Maharaj. And I know Grihastha, Belster, Nitai Das Rai, still he is alive. That generation gone. Next generation, we are all mixing alloy and preaching. That is our situation, unhappily, but mixing alloy. And too much worried about our mission, who is perfectly surrendered to this mission, he must be worried. Mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, mission of Srila Guru Maharaj. One side, so much hope we are getting, because what is the general mood of our mission? That is preaching Krishna consciousness, and through Harinam Mahamantra try to acquire everyone's heart, and that happening. Still very nicely happening. But if we want to know scrutinizingly everyone, everything, that some holiness coming to us, that point. But Krishna, he will maintain his mission, that is our hope. If Krishna will maintain in his own line, maybe not my thinking, but Krishna will have own line. We are thinking so many things, and that is some perfect and some imperfect. When we are going to Sukhel Ashram, from Sukhel Ashram to Sanadi Ashram, there is two way. One is general way, and another is other way.
Shortcut.
This Prabhu taking me. When taking me that way, and that time my thinking, going some realization, with some realization. And I am seeing that. And thinking this way is not bad. But why people not following this way? Always following main line. But why not this channel? Mahaprabhu's line also like that. And main flow going in the movement of Krishna consciousness. That is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Trinada Pishunichen. This is vital point. Be humble, be tolerant, and give honor to others, and make yourself as a devotee for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And perfectly you can chant and it will reveal in your heart. This is subjective. And when you will be established yourself in the proper line of Krishna consciousness, there you scrutinizingly can realize so many things and will get some opportunity by the grace of that kind of sadhu.
Hare Krishna.